Introduction. Congratulations on purchasing Toddler Discipline, and thank you for doing so. Toddlers are difficult to deal with on the best of days. They are temperamental. They make demands. They try to get their way whenever they can. You may think just by hearing that, your toddler is doing all of this on purpose. Why else would they spontaneously start screaming bloody murder in the middle of the toy aisle when you tell them for the umpteenth time that they cannot have that toy they were asking for? However, this is not because they are deliberately trying to make your life miserable. They are simply having a hard time themselves. As a parent, it is your job to guide your child through these hard times, teaching them how to handle themselves, their emotions, and their desires in a constructive, safe manner. This is not something that is simply innate for most children. They need to be guided through how they can regulate out themselves and how to manage those big feelings without a total meltdown. This can be quite difficult when you find yourself getting flustered in the moment. And it is for that exact reason that it becomes important for you to be able to recognize the ways in which you will be able to take care of those tantrums as they arise. Of course, this is not always easy. Dealing with a tantrum can be overwhelming. It can be embarrassing when it happens in public. You can lose your own temper when you are on the fourth tantrum of the day. However, thankfully, there are many ways that you can begin to slow down the frequency of tantrums with your own child, as well as how you can begin to eliminate them in the moment. You will be able to stop those tantrums in their tracks with techniques that have been proven and recommended by other parents who have been exactly where you are. This book is here to provide you with many of these such methods. In reading this book, you will be guided through what to expect with your toddlers when they do throw tantrums, as well as what the most common reasons they throw tantrums are. You will learn how to stop and identify if the tantrums that you are seeing are due to your own unrealistic expectations that will need to be altered for the benefit of everyone involved. You will be guided through what not to do, allowing you to see what is more likely to throw fuel on the fire rather than actually helping mitigate the tantrum process. You will then be given information about the importance of consistency throughout all of this. You will receive 8 methods of either lessening the frequency of tantrums or stopping tantrums mid-progress that you can use in a wide variety of situations. And finally, you will be taught what comes after the tantrum and how to approach your child after a tantrum has been finished. This information will guide you as a parent. It will be the instruction manual you may have wished that your own children had come with when you were first introduced to parenthood. In making use of these skills, you should see the frequency and duration of tantrums in your life slowly diminishing. With that said, you are ready to begin the process of learning exactly how to make these changes.